This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning. Welcome to the second cold front of the year. Ooh, it's going to be a little chilly. I want to say good morning to all of the Bahamians in the diaspora. Some of y'all had 12 degrees weather a couple of nights ago. We say, listen, you could always call the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and organize an emergency flight, because surely our Ministry of Foreign Affairs is prepared to rescue all Bahamians in emergency situations. I wonder if they could go rescue DeAndre Ayton and send him to Podcake to walk him to work. Good morning. It's Friday, the 19th of January, 2024, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III, and joining me in studio again is a Bruno sportscaster. Morning, Bruno.
Morning.
Morning. We got lots of sports to talk about this morning. Let me get through a little bit of this news first, though. We're giving away signed dollars again. Every week, six listeners can win 30 digital Bahamian dollars if they get the correct answer and have a digital wallet. When you call in, give the producer your name and cell number and wallet provider. Include wallet provider and custom name in texts. Download a digital wallet right now, because every Tuesday and Thursday you can be a winner. So we're going to run the competition on Tuesdays, and if I don't get six winners on Tuesday, then we will try to pick up the rest of the six on Thursday, right? So if we don't get all six on Tuesday, then we will extend the competition each week to Thursday. So tune in every day, because every Tuesday and Thursday, you could be a winner. Sand Dollar Merchant List is out. The Sand Dollar Merchant List is growing. If you're looking for more places to spend the digital Bahamian dollar, visit sanddollar.bs/merchant-list to view a list of verified merchants in New Providence, Grand Bahama, and the Family Islands. If you're a business owner and you'd like to join the Sand Dollar Merchant List, contact 302-9880 or sdau@centralbankbahamas.com. Another quick note, the Hannah Hasty Tynes Family Association General Meeting is coming up next week, Thursday, the 25th of January, 2024. That's Thursday, the 25th of January, 2024, at St. John's College. Meeting starts at 6 p.m. We're calling all Hannah Hasty Tynes family members to come out to hear the news. We're sharing more news about the upcoming family reunion this August Emancipation Day weekend, August 2024. It is coming up, and it's going to be a time. So again, the HHT Family Association meeting this Thursday, the 25th, January, St. John's College, 6 p.m. start. So lots in the news. Good morning, Bruno.
Good morning.
Listen, let's run through some local sports news. Give Mr. Sawyer some time to get here. I got a lot of things to challenge y'all on. You know, we got lots of NFL to talk, but our local athletes have been doing a thing or two as well. So let's start with this story. Boxing community calling for recognition for Obed. This was in the Nassau Guardian, the 18th of January. The boxing community of the Bahamas is again calling for one of its sons of the soil to be given a proper tribute and a special honor, one that his family and friends could appreciate, and one that would have a lasting impact here in the Bahamas. Everett Elijah Obed Ferguson is arguably the greatest boxer in the history of the Bahamas. But much more than that, he is regarded generally as one of the top five athletes in the history of sports in the country. Ferguson, who passed away in June 2018, is the only Bahamian to win a legitimate professional world title in boxing, capturing the World Boxing Council's light middleweight title at the age of 23 at the Hippodrome de Pantin in Paris, France, in 1975. He defended the title twice before losing it in 1976 to Germany's Eckhard Daig and finished his professional career with a win-loss-draw no-contest record of 91-22-4-3. One of his championship fights took place in the Bahamas. Quote, we in the boxing fraternity are deeply concerned and disappointed that so far in the midst of the Bahamas celebrating 50 years of independence, there's been no mention of Elijah Obed's accomplishments, in particular being the first Bahamian to win a world boxing championship. We in boxing felt left out, said Wellington Miller, former president of the Amateur Boxing Federation of the Bahamas. Ferguson defeated Miguel de Oliveira of Brazil for that world title in 1975. He received a British Empire Medal for services to the sport in 2016, New Year's honors ceremony in the Bahamas. Ferguson sadly passed away in June of 2018 at the age of 66 after battling a long illness. It's time for us to do something monumental for Everett Elijah Obed Ferguson. A local story, Trio from Max D signed with the Red Sox. This is from the 16th of January. A trio of young Bahamians took their first steps as professionals toward the major leagues on Monday, signing separate contracts with the Boston Red Sox organization. All three come from Maximum Development Sports Academy, Tavano Baker, Edwin Darville, and Trent Wilson. All 17 inked their names on the dotted lines inside the boardroom of the OPM yesterday, so that would have been on Monday. Baker primarily mans the outfield and is one of the top international prospects of the Red Sox during the signing period. Darville spent most of his time at shortstop, and Wilson is a pitcher. All three started playing as young as 7 at Freedom Farm Baseball League in Yamacraw. And all three will report to the Red Sox rookie-level development program in the Dominican Republic. They will undergo an instructional camp, and then they will be rostered. They are doing really well. Bahamian Dominique Cawley, another Freedom Farm prospect, is in his second year as an international scout in the Red Sox organization. He was instrumental in securing pro contracts for the three young Bahamians yesterday. Bruno, the hottest question all last year, still on the table this year, national sport. What do you think should have been named a new national sport?
The new national sport should be between baseball or basketball.
Yes.
That's the two main things we're known for.
Okay. Now, look here, we're known for sailing. The question is, locally, how many Bahamians are participating in sailing at any level, right? The sport sailing. Mr. Sawyer, good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Everything is good. I see you come in right in time for my favorite question.
Right in time.
You can say basketball.
What's the question?
National sport.
Well, national sport should be basketball.
I'd say.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. Every single school have a basketball rim. What are we doing?
See, in between basketball and baseball.
Yeah. And baseball right now on the come up. I mean, you see these fellas just get signed, right?
Yeah, Red Sox. We're talking about it right now. That's why I showed the question on the table.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if people understand the extent to which baseball challenges basketball in the town. Another quick story.
It's popular here, but it's making... basketball is popular here, but baseball making money outside of the Bahamas.
Absolutely. And do we base...
I got a message here saying track and field is also one for discussion.
Yeah, I mean, no, track and field is always up. Track and field is always up for discussion. Yeah, man. We have something special going on in the extreme Northwest Bahamas. I don't know what it is. I don't live up there, but we got something special going on.
What's
up
that?
These young boys, them running.
Oh, yes.
Running barefoot. It's some special type of, the rock harder, must be harder up there than it is down here. Because we're producing a phenomenal number of athletes from the Northwest Territory and the extreme Northwest Territory. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Yeah. I don't think we're ready for a national sport yet.
You don't think we're ready for one yet? Okay. Tell them.
It should be something that is kind of indigenous, right? You know,
right.
But our sailing thing, you know, it does not have that scope or that spectrum or that international thing yet.
Sailing?
Yeah.
Oh man, sailing is huge around the world.
Our type of sailing.
Oh, sloop sailing. I got you.
and in some way, our national sport, if we choose it, it must be tied into what happens here in the middle.
Okay.
When folks come out of their cold climate trying to find some warmth. Now, you know, it could be track and field or basketball or soccer, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure we
there yet.
I think we need to give that whole idea of what national sport is to some more time.
Absolutely.
Now,
I think we rushed the discussion.
Porking could be the national sport, but you know, that's your own.
Hey, I love it. Porking. Because listen, don't just be laughing, but don't discount it.
Sorry about that, man.
We have some old man here in their younger days. They known for porking mango out the tree and the mango fall perfect.
Yes, sir.
I can let it pass, you see.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Boy.
All right. But see, for sailing is about what we do here, at least what we used to do, because there was a time when you had to know how to sail to be able to move yourself, right?
That's the only way you could get around from island to island.
Right? It was essential to be able to sail, to have access to a boat. And so I would say this. Do we name sailing the national sport and then not develop mechanisms to enhance not just sloop sailing, but sailing as a whole?
Yeah, because guess what? I have no idea how you even start to build a boat, you know.
Right, and I think that's something that every young person should take part in.
Right, I'm between myself and Bruno. We have 20 years in between us.
Yeah.
So if I don't know, how I can teach him?
Exactly. Right, and that's one thing. So we have the National Youth Guard, right, which is young people who are being trained to support government and communities in times of natural disaster, right? They should learn how to build boats.
No, the main thing is we got to start with the schools.
Yeah.
The schools and other curriculums, so we can know how to do it, because I don't know nothing about sailing until you mention it.
Yeah.
So we got to start with the school, then so we can pass on the knowledge to generation.
Right.
So you can't teach people sailing, because he don't know nothing but sailing.
Correct.
And then you bring in the agricultural side, because you need to know which types of trees can be used for building boats and when can you harvest them. Producer, I could go to this call. They ready? All right. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Grant.
Good morning. How you doing?
Right here. I got Sawyer Boy in there.
Yes, and we got Bruno at the table.
Hi, Bruno.
Good day.
Yeah, I have a cousin named Bruno.
Listen, we don't talk about Bruno. Okay? That's what the song say. We don't talk about Bruno.
I talk about my cousin.
Yes, sir.
He's a good one.
Good.
But listen, sailing should be the national sport. Man, Aaron Green, during our hurricane season, we need to get a boat and sail out to Florida. And that's one of the reasons why. And everybody needs to learn how to build a boat.
Yes, I with you.
Yeah, but you for sailing, that's why it's a national sport.
No, but I'm saying, what I was saying was, do you do the sport and the country a disservice if you name sailing the national sport and then just stop there?
That would be a disrespect.
No, I agree that it would be a disservice.
Yeah.
If you just stopped there.
Yeah. That's what
you
I was saying.
You can't stop there because you got to learn how to build boats. That's one. You got to learn how to swim. Obviously, we cannot swim.
Yeah.
You aware of that?
Yeah, lots can't.
Right, and you got to learn how to use it. That's in case of a hurricane, because you kind of use a defense force. You could build boats, how to rescue people on the various islands. You know what happened in Navajo? Mm-hmm. They had to use their boat and jet ski.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So so when it's time for Hurricane New Providence, if we got to go to Florida, I want me, you and Sawyer Boy, get a dinghy.
And make our way.
definitely make our way.
Listen, thank you.
You're the Cuba of Florida. But on the playoff,
well, listen,
are we going there, right? Are we showing up the funeral?
Yeah, we're going there.
Oh, I need a producer to find me some good funeral music after the break.
I call it back. I got to tell Sawyer Boy who got in there.
Okay. Absolutely. Okay, thank you. Good morning, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
Fine, thank you. Good morning, Sawyer Boy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Excellent.
Aaron, I have a new one for sports.
Okay.
For our national sport.
Okay.
But I have something else to ask. How about Tiffin?
What, Tiffin?
Yeah.
Hold on. First of all,
that's a skill, Dan.
You can't call it Tiffin if it's going to be a national sport. You have to call it procurement.
Oh, somebody else's.
See, I'm not a thief. You could never call me a thief. If you call me a professional procurement officer,
okay.
I feel better about me and you.
Yeah, because I go around procuring people daily all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Especially if it's on the roadside.
What I wanted to say about sailing.
Yes, ma'am.
Sailing is what was in the school.
Yes. It is still.
Like I said before, I have three kids that sailed from primary school to senior school.
Yes.
Two boys and a girl.
Yes.
My oldest son have all kind of trophies and stuff from sailing. There's a government program.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to someone the other day in reference to restarting that program.
Yes.
From the age of 8, mm-hmm. you can start to learn how to sail in what they call the Optimist boat, the smaller one.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand?
I think that's what I learned
at age 9.
Mm-hmm.
Got a trophy for most improved for the year because he learned so far.
Okay.
You understand me? And when I ask them what sailing does for them, it gives them a feeling of freedom mm-hmm. out in the open water.
Mm-hmm.
They man those boats. They can flip them over if they want. They can keep them from flipping over. You understand me?
Yes.
And then bring it back up all by themselves, and then they learn sportsmanship in it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Building up the boat. It's a program. I think they start in Stevie Battle.
Yes.
I think it's the one that started the program so far. But I spoke to a gentleman the other day. He said he's trying to get it in the other schools. So all the kids now can start to learn from the school up, learn how to build
a boat.
Their own boat.
This is awesome. Stevie Battle.
You understand? So sailing should be, because it was a serious program in the schools a few years back, you know. COVID came and everything stopped, and since then I'm trying to talk to people to get it restarted. Because my son is now in grade 10, my youngest, and he wants to get back in sailing, but it was a government sponsored program. Okay. It's a very expensive sport, I must tell you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you much. I got a couple more callers, but absolutely, thank you for the personal experience shared. And you heard what she said. The young people say it gives them a sense of freedom. It gives them a sense of agency and control. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I heard you.
Good morning, ma'am. How you doing, ma'am?
Good, thank you. How you do?
Bernie here.
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering why I'm listening to you on my phone, but I got still here. You talking to other people on the TV.
There's a delay.
Hold on.
There's a delay.
Let me turn the TV off. Okay, I got you.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay, now I got the TV off. The delay from the TV to the phone is so far apart.
Yeah.
Right.
I was answering the front door talking to you on the phone, but then I still hear you talking to the lady on
the
TV. Okay, good morning, everybody. Yeah, talking sports today. You know, also, you always call me a historian when it comes to these things. Mr. New, you played any sport?
Mr. Nuri's not here today. He don't play any sports.
Oh, that's Sawyer Boy.
Yeah. That's Sawyer Boy and Bruno.
Well, Sawyer Boy, somebody was telling me who your daddy was. I think I know your daddy very well. What's your daddy's name, sir?
Dudley Sawyer. Yes, you do. He knows you well as well.
Dudley. Oh, man,
Sparky, you didn't know his daddy's name was Eric Sawyer II?
He goes by Dudley. He don't go by Eric Sawyer II.
Miss Green sits you there with Dudley's son. I think you'll give me a little bit more than than Mr. Nuri's. Give me 30 seconds.
You done use half your 30 seconds.
Okay. Now, do you also know that Elijah Obed fought Ray Minor Sr. on Arawaki?
No, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that big, big fight on Arawaki.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about you all. It's called Fish Fry Arawaki. Now, that's Western Esplanade.
No,
right.
No.
So you all keep lying to the children, call it the Western Esplanade Arawaki.
That's where customs
Arawaki
used to be.
Arawaki is the island over there where the boats is coming.
Correct.
Yeah.
With what used to be the Arawaki pumping station where I used to work as a truck driver at night.
Correct.
That's Arawaki. So you all got to start teaching the children the truth. That's
correct.
Why we going around a bunch of liars, because you're telling children lies. You're naming things where they ain't the same. And you're changing. You're giving your own name to things. You used to call it porking. We used to call it stalking.
Yeah, that's true. When I first started talking, it was called stalking.
You're changing the name to things from the names what we originally gave it.
You're right.
It was stalking in the schoolyard.
Yeah, you're right.
Stalking you.
Yeah, but
right.
That's what, because when you get hit, they leave you with a pork mark.
Miss Green,
yes, sir.
Green, you got to stop your butt. You're changing names to suit your own papers. It's stalking in the schoolyard, not parking.
Thank you, Sparky. I did not know that Elijah Obed fought
Ray Minor Senior. Yeah.
Thank you, Sparky.
Yeah, on the old Iraqi in the all back right. There where customs is.
Let's go to this next caller. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
I want to talk about sailing and gully, Elijah Obed.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you know, my uncle used to sail from Deep Creek. He looked at the Woodrow Rogers Wall, and he did it all by himself with a bunch of tomatoes and bananas.
Wow.
And how he did that, I do not know, because I don't think he had a compass. He just went by the stars.
Yeah, the stars used to lead them, yeah.
And I know some Haitians who sort of got that down pat too, but I think that's something that we really need to, well, of course, that's not the sport, because I think, mind you, that could be a sport, finding your way.
It is a sport.
Yeah,
it's a
cool
navigation
thing.
Is a part of most long distance obstacle and relay courses. So even in sailing, right, navigation is a part of the sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, to be able to do it alone with the stars is something that really could become a great sport.
And it's something that our young people, especially young men, because we still have this idea that men are the providers and protectors, right, of families and communities. Being able to navigate a boat from one island to another safely and know that you could do it gives a young person a sense of confidence.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That can, so when that young man wake up in the morning, he may not know where the food is, but he knows by the end of the day his children, his family will get the solid meals that they need for the day.
Correct.
I wish I had learned that from him. But you know, I'm Gully, Elijah Obed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that Raymond brother.
Of course.
Yeah, but he used to come to Two Chop Corner and spar with us. That's why my head ain't no more good, because
you get knocked a couple times.
Man, listen, I decided boxing ain't for me, man. He used to job, because he used to job hard.
Yeah.
And I think his job was the most perfect job on planet Earth, because that used to get you stunned for the real right.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I would like to see if they could honor him. That would really bring tears to me and Brayman's eyes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Good call.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Good call.
His uncle sailed from Deep Creek.
Deep Creek.
Elutra.
Bruh. Well, you know what Deep Creek is?
I'm telling you, that far, that deep in Elutra.
Okay.
That
good.
Way up south.
Okay.
Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Miss Green. Good morning to Sawyer.
Yes.
Hey, Sawyer, I send no condolences to Pearlie and Naughty yet, right? Because I just send so condolences to me, too. But I don't got to send them to you, but hey, Miss Green.
Yes.
You know, I always like the gentleman when he comments, right? See, one person sharpens the wits of another.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember reading, and there's a guy in the Maldives or the Seychelles, but he's an Aboriginal. He's an Aborigine. He's an old elderly guy. I don't know if he's died already, but he too carried a conversation further under, you know, of course, the stars would be constant according to the seasons of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually use them with the quadrant, the olden days tools and dead reckoning, all those things they used to use. But what I learned was, what I was impressed with this Aborigine,
mm-hmm.
he actually still teaches how to navigate. Like, let's say you use the stars and you got bad weather and you can't see the stars.
Mm-hmm.
He was so familiar with the seas, he know that the way how the currents run, And he actually teaches that, and he's able to find himself. This is in the Pacific. So he, just through observation, the recognizing the way the waves change with the wind, et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
That, you know, it's very intricate. So just to know that under cloud cover, you got some people, and these are the type innate abilities we have lost over the decades and centuries, you see?
Yes, sir.
Bless up, yeah.
And we're talking
technology about... Technology has made us lazy.
And ignorant,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you presume you know,
right.
just because you could get the answer, but that doesn't mean you know.
Right.
I just watched a documentary talking about the movement, the migration between Hawaii and, let's call it Tahiti, maybe? Anyway, mm-hmm. it's a very long, like 4,000 miles,
okay.
long distance. And these indigenous people used to sail that regularly. And the guy made the point, because he's talking, like our caller, about his ancestor.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a variant, if you go off, if you deviate or you're wrong by 2 degrees, you'll be lost in the middle of the ocean.
Correct.
Just 2 degrees at the beginning.
Yeah.
Could end up
you varying you, of course.
Right. You find yourself in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like you say, without a compass, with the basic hand tools, with the basic knowledge of the stars and how waves operate, this is what our ancestors and even older indigenous people mm-hmm. use to navigate the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the things that people take into consideration when they say, yeah, well, we could consider sport, sailing, as a national sport because it used to be all that we were.
Yeah, I mean, I got a text message here, you know, track and field has the Olympic medals, you know, but it's nothing coming out of baseball or basketball or sailing. But we do have a gold medal in sailing.
Yes.
So there are those got that.
Absolutely.
You know?
And bronze. We get gold and bronze at Olympic.
Mm-hmm. You know how to use a compass, Bruno?
You know how to
use a compass?
Well, no.
Say what? See that right there? It's not taught anymore.
I need some refresher myself. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
And good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Boy, you saw your boy. We really is looking like the Saturday night for real, boy. We really is looking like the Boy,
yes, sir.
What I tell you last week, if we have a 1-5 record against playoff caliber teams, every game, if we can't beat them in the regular season, you think we just barely beat the Cowboys. We had 5 field goals in that game. We couldn't even get no touchdown.
Exactly. You know? Boy, y'all ending was coming.
Yeah, so, and then you're going in a record-breaking temperature against the world champions.
Uh-huh.
Where do you want to go anywhere?
Fourth coldest game in the history of the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, this offseason, we need a tackling coach. We got to go hire someone who can tackle. We can't tackle. The Eagles better come to that school, too. We need an O-line. We need an offensive line. Patrick Mahomes, when he snapped the ball, he was then getting a cup of coffee, sipping a cup of coffee, then throwing the ball.
He had all day, man.
We need a line. And I agree with Perlina. I mean, our Perlina. Yeah. I'm a trailer, man. They need to bust here. He's like a diamond, a rough diamond. You need to get polished and everything. Because we ain't seen 11 win season for a little while. Every time I look to the corner and I see we in the head and out of vision, I say, yeah, we used to be 7-8 and 7-9, 8-8 and things. So, two ain't do bad and that kind of good, but we need to go tackle. We need a line. We too penalized. He's a highly penalized team.
Because y'all is holding the sheet.
Yeah, if you got second and inches.
Trying to hug people on the field.
You see how cold it was?
Inches, and then you turning the ball over on downs. You can't even pick up inches.
Where
the offensive line are. Illegal formation. Offense, 5 yards. They know why we can't be having them type of days in the drive, man. I'm killing the drive.
Yes, yeah.
Now,
is.
Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
Jordan Love and Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Big game.
Big.
Like I tell you last week, Purdy is off for a month. And Love's still hot and firing. And
that's
it ain't
fine.
Only the rust.
That's
it's
fine.
The anxiety.
Okay.
It's anxiety with his career. I tell you what happened to Baltimore in like 2018.
You did.
So, boy, that's a big game.
It is.
So listen,
The Texans is a fight.
How the Cowboys lost to the Packers, man?
Boy, hey, that's the man old team. And they, the Packers is the youngest team in the playoff right now.
Yep.
And the NFL is really young. And that Jordan Love, boy, he hungry.
Yep.
He look good, boy. He hungry.
Yeah.
Now, Purdy is a good quarterback, too, so that could be a big, but the Bills and Kansas City, But I hate the two of them. I didn't know who to play for. And I hate the Bears. Yeah, yeah. I hate the Bears and the Boston. And they put a whipping on us. Can't see. I wouldn't even know who to play. But I will watch that game. That'll be a big time game. But I just got to be neutral. Because I hate the Bears with the Boston.
Yeah, man.
I'm starting to hate Kansas City now.
Yeah, man. But y'all 0-4 against both of those teams this year.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 2-0-5 in temperature under 45 degrees.
Now, let me ask both of you, all three of y'all a question, right?
Okay.
Fourth coldest game in NFL history.
Yeah.
The NFL had a rule to say, look, we don't postpone or cancel games because of weather.
Because of snow.
But because of, well, extreme weather, yeah, right? Yeah. Extreme weather. But they did postpone one of those games.
The Bills game.
Right. Yeah. Why they didn't postpone the Dolphins game?
Because it's only cold.
Cheating?
Yeah, yeah. It was only like the cold, yeah. But you see that Bills, you see how that wind was kicking up snow, it was blowing up all over
minus
the place.
-27 degrees wind chill. -27 degrees wind chill.
They played worse weather before.
Exactly.
So they would not cancel game for that.
But Mr. Sawyer, with teams like Buffalo and things, why do they have a dorm? Why do NFL recommend a dorm for Green Bay and all them them states where they have snow like that?
No, let me tell
why
you
why do they recommend a dorm for them?
Oh, you want an easy win. That's what you're looking for.
Right.
Really difficult to play in the elements. The ball was hard. The ground was hard. The wind was 45 degrees. The wind was... 40 degrees. The elements are hard to play the game.
Okay. Yeah, man, I can tell you why right now. But the history of the game, I'm going to go back to say that not all of the cities had the funds necessary to build a dome stadium from back in the day.
Yeah.
And that just added to the law of where you had to play. Like, you go to Green Bay, you go play on the frozen tundra.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's Miami just
what it was.
Miami and Tampa Bay don't need it. Hey, but Mayfield, Tampa Bay. Boy, they surprised me, though, boy. Florida needs it.
They didn't really surprise me, per se, because I knew the Eagles was going to get beat. But if we put that weapon on them and everybody realized how you beat the Eagles for true, like, you just got to beat them. You got to constantly beat. You can't just score and hope they don't score. You got to beat
them. The Lions look good. The first time in 32 years, they made a playoff game. The Lions.
Yeah.
Hey, CJ Stroud.
The Texans is the most surprising team I see so far.
Yeah, but he can't play this too, but
I like Stroud.
Yeah,
Stroud
looks good, boy.
Hold on, gentlemen. They move games because of extreme weather.
Snow.
No, but I'm saying... In terms of a dome, and you just said that Florida and these southern territories.
They wouldn't need them, yeah, they wouldn't.
No, but they had to move games because of flooding with the hurricane.
Right, yeah, I mean, flooding because of hurricane. Yeah, like you said, extreme.
Extreme
conditions. But a little bit of rain, once it ain't lightning, but you can play.
No, I'm focused on the postponement anymore. Y'all mean to do that. Y'all mean to make us play in -7.
Y'all lost to Buffalo.
That's right, I agree.
Y'all lost to Buffalo.
You mean to make us play in -27.
Y'all wet the bear.
So you're right. If we didn't win that, then we'd be able to. That's why I say we ain't ready for the playoff yet. It's almost Super Bowl. What the coach said that time? Playoffs?
Are you kidding me? Playoffs?
We ain't ready for the playoff yet. Talking about Super Bowl, man. We got a lot of work to do this offseason.
Thank you, Mr. Sawyer,
I came with Jordan Lovey and the Packers. So I could talk to you bad next Friday.
Yeah, okay, we're done.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for reminding me. We are all Packers now.
Thank you. We can be talking to you next Friday, boy.
Make sure I say you're calling when we win, eh? Good.
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Let's go to this next caller quickly. Then, producer, let's go to a break. Find these 49ers, their music, please. Get them their roses right now before they get the roses knock out their hand. Good morning, caller. Good morning. I heard you.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green, and good morning to everyone in the studio.
Morning.
Morning, Papa.
Muff Know is sports.
Yes.
Muff Know, you get that football down park.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I won't get back locally, but you're talking about Bremen, brother.
Yes.
As you're there.
Yes, yes.
Who these people is? Who's, excuse me how I ask questions sometimes. I try to... Mm. Who the people is? Who pushing this? Who you could understand me?
All right, so it's family and friends.
Uh-huh.
And then the quote that I gave when he said, we in the boxing fraternity are deeply concerned and disappointed, that quote was from Wellington Miller, the former president of the Amateur Boxing Federation of the Bahamas and the Bahamas Olympic Committee, right? And so basically it's family, friends, members of the boxing community, right? Some sports historians who feel that Obed, Elijah Obed, should have been recognized more prominently in the independent celebrations. They put on the table that not only is he our only international boxing title holder, but that he should be regarded in the list, in the top five Bahamian athletes of all time.
He is. It's a fact. He is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. So what they before I forget, Wellington Miller, he was the president of the Olympic Association before, right?
Yes, sir.
I guess he couldn't get him to do nothing then. I guess he was pushing then also. But listen, something else they say, what they say, monetary, so they asked, they suggested how to do it or something?
Well, no, I didn't see any suggestions on how he should be honored, but I use the term monumental.
What that dominant?
So it means
some way or shape or form.
A recognition in a large, grand way. So you recognize him by building a monument for him or to him.
That sounds good. And when I hear the monument, I thought this mean money too, right? So I thought of this, right?
Right, yeah.
Does he represent? He wasn't representing the Bahamas.
Yes, he did.
I mean, when he went that thing up.
Absolutely, he was.
Okay, since he did that for our country, right?
Yeah.
Back in the days, and we take so long to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a private association, I know these friends and families pushing for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I suggest the government.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if just the minister or the prime minister could consider some kind of scholarship.
Yes.
Coming from the government side. To be able to send younger boxers who are coming up, like to Russia, Cuba, and others for training here in the Bahamas, also go or other parts of the world for that professional training, and we pay for it to bring out some more Elijah Obed in remembrance of Elijah Obed and the goodness what he did for the country. That's what I thought about.
Papa, that's a great idea. Scholarship to ensure that young athletes can go to the prominent institutions to continue their training.
Yeah. That's all over the world.
Right, that's one part of it. When you said scholarship, I thought, yeah, these young boys, somebody paid a scholarship for them to go to UB while they training. That's another one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? And then the third one is that you stipend them, you support them, right? You while they train.
Use apprenticeship, because so if they have a profession they want to do different from boxing, we'll even support them in that.
So if not the university at academic training, then an apprenticeship.
No, if they qualify, if they could. Get in the ghettos and get like the three guys them.
Yeah.
I understand they come from all over Nassau, all over the Bahamas.
The three baseballers, eh?
You all talk about them? Anyhow, I can let someone else get a chance. You all keep up the good work. Have a nice weekend.
Yeah, man, you too.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, let me call their names again. Tavano Baker, Edwin Darville, and Trent Wilson, all 17, inked their names on the dotted lines to the Boston Red Sox organization. Yeah. Let's go to this next caller quickly, producer, then we go to a break. And then I got some questions about NFL. Yeah, yeah. Good morning, caller.
Well, Carly, Dave, is just talking away so long with you and your guests, Aaron.
Morning, Brandon.
Morning.
Morning. We need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas.
Yes.
I have a concern, okay? Now, they talking about this thing about honoring Obed.
Mm-hmm.
They got the friends and family in there. They might have the friends, but they didn't consult the family. They got to stop doing this bunch of crookedness, which they does in the Bahamas. Lying.
Okay,
my brothers or sisters, none of us know of it. It's a bunch of stinking people.
I know it's your brother, and I know it's personal. I know it's family. Organization, reach out to the family, and engage them as
please.
In this public campaign to ensure that Obed is recognized.
Can I say one thing? Because I see it's 5 to 11, you know, which means that we soon end it.
Oh, it's 10:51.
Okay. Oh, I just had to say, to y'all cowgirls out there who firmly believe that y'all had a chance this year, you beat up on bad teams. You beat up on the Jack. Remember week one? 40 to nothing. I remember certain callers calling there, you know, and telling me, y'all is them boys. Y'all beat up on the Commanders, right? Y'all beat up on the lowly Patriots, right? Y'all lost to the Saudis, you know, that right there, I was hoping y'all was going to tie. You know, that's how badly I want to see the two of y'all not win, right? But you come right there. Every time you play a good team this year, you get your things. The only team you beat this year once was the Eagles. Once.
By luck.
Okay? I tired of hearing y'all mouth. This is y'all funeral. Shut up. Every day this week, I have put on my Facebook and on my WhatsApp a reminder of your loss on Sunday. Because when you had to put all your chips in the middle of the table and go all in, this is the playoffs. And what do? Y'all bring back the same coach that has caused y'all to fail religiously the last 3 years.
Mr. Sawyer, that's not a loss. They just get so used to it.
They just accustomed to losing.
They just come in the season just to lose.
Bill Belichick is on the free agent market. A 6-time Super Bowl winning coach. Don't have a team for the first time in 23 years. And what do? Y'all sign the coach that's won one Super Bowl in 17. This makes sense to y'all. This makes sense to y'all.
Okay, I wouldn't throw this in here. I've been following the NFL this whole year.
Yeah.
Last couple of years. There's a conspiracy theory running through the league that the games and the season is scripted. How did the Cowboys lose to the Packers?
The Cowboys lost to the Packers for one reason, one reason only. They didn't have the drive necessary to win. They go out there on the field and decided because we're the Cowboys and because we're 16-0 at home. Meanwhile, the last time y'all lost at home, we beat y'all in the playoffs in 2021.
Cowboys are 16-0 at home?
16-0 at home. They lose a game home in 2 years. 2 years. You let an upstart team that don't know how to win, don't know what a win is, come in there and beat you up.
See
the Packers.
What I'm saying?
The Packers have more wins in Dallas than Dallas have in Dallas in the playoffs.
This is why
you remember that?
This is why the conspiracy theorists are alight. Okay, quick story.
Tired of them, man. I so tired of them.
Let's go to
them boys. We them no boys this year.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Miss Green. I had to call you back. Did you know that yours truly represented the Bahamas in a sport as well?
Which sport, Sparky?
Do you know that Sparky was on the first Bahamas volleyball team that left to represent the Bahamas in volleyball?
What? Did y'all win?
Dr. Norman Gay, Thomas the Bird Grant, Timothy Barrett, Rockles Barrett, Peter Bessel, Eddie Smith, Carl Menz, Leroy Falk, yours truly, Sparky, Russia Cartwright. We were the first team that left to go to Sarasota, Florida to represent the Bahamas in volleyball.
Boy, Sparky, I'm glad you stopped. That list was so long. I thought this was like a water and sewage team. You need 85 people to watch the whole. Yes, Sparky.
Hey, let me tell you something before you go.
You got 2 seconds, Sparky.
Yeah, we didn't win 1 point.
Okay, thank you.
Not a point.
We still love y'all. We still love y'all. Okay, producers, take us to the break quickly. We get back. We're going to wrap the show up. And I got to ask these gentlemen what their pick is for Super Bowl. I mean, not Sawyer. We know what his pick is.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else in the room, I'd like to know.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
All right, guys. I had to let you know. Welcome back to the show. And we had ourselves a caller whose battery went dead, so he decided he was going to drive here and speak. We have none other than Quincy Frillamina Pratt in studio here to talk with us right now. Mr. Pratt.
Larry, listen to me. It's good to be here. I was driving, and in this situation with Elijah, it got so touchy. Now I want to say, since Brett who called in a while ago, I feel whatever he said. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Elijah, but I'm not representing, listen to me, I'm not representing nobody. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm representing boxing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm representing the greatness that Elijah did for this country. And the first thing I want to say, Elijah is the number one athlete out of the Bahamas because he was the first world champion in an independent Bahamas. Okay? At that time in boxing, there were only one world champion. And this man went to Germany and defeated the world champion and bring that championship back home. Okay? And I think that's the biggest accomplishment. That's the biggest thing in sports in the Bahamas. Boxing is not track and field. It's not basketball, and it's not swimming. Elijah O'Bear was in that ring by himself, representing the small Bahamas. Okay, and from I've been in boxing, I have never seen Elijah got his recognition, what he should have. Okay, mm-hmm. So what I'm saying here now, see, what people don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You look in the history books, Elijah still had one of the best knockout ratio in the junior middleweight division. And I want the Bahamas to know, you see that belt that Floyd Mayweather, the first world championship Floyd Mayweather win in 2005 was a WBC Junior Middleweight Championship. That's the same belt Elijah held in 1975. Sugar Ray Leonard,
mm-hmm.
Thomas Hearns,
mm-hmm.
and many others, Roberto Duran, they all held that championship. Listen to me, I feel so bad because I've been in the ring. And I felt the pain. Okay, and I want to say this. Being a boxer in the Bahamas is not an easy thing. Elijah had his trials and tribulation. Even me today. You know how many guys confront me? They want to fight me on the street. But that, see, my patience, I've learned from boxing. Boxing taught me discipline and how to control my anger. So I had to walk away from many confrontations. And it wasn't that easy for Elijah. Okay, I heard all the stories, but I only think about what he did inside that ring. And I'm going to say this, and I want the PLP, the FNM, whoever is coming behind that, no government, okay, that for my being wrong, recognize Elijah. And Mr. Miller, I want to say, I was driving and it made me cry that what Mr. Miller was saying. Elijah deserved it. I met his sister the other day. And listen to me, it is so touchy.
Mm-hmm.
And my only regret is that I never got to see Elijah fight in his prime. I always tell people that I'm trying to figure out who had the biggest fight. Was it Obed and Reminis Sr. or myself along with Reminis Jr.? Their fight we had at the Fish Fry, at the whatever they call it, Abaki, mm-hmm. and we were at the Sports Center.
Okay? I watch you all fight. I've been to you all fight.
Okay, so I'm just glad to be in that category. But Elijah, listen to me, Elijah deserves more. Okay, listen to me. I was to Elijah O'Bear Trunel, and it was embarrassing what I saw. For that man fight for this country. Listen to me. I tell people, listen to me, man, come on, man. I don't want to get carried away. But everybody knows Elijah deserved more. I don't care what they say he did. I've heard a lot of sips, but I mean, come on, man. It ain't fair. It is not fair. That's the first world champion in an independent Bahamas. And you're sweeping under the rug. Come on, man, let's do better than that. The boxers were coming together. I'm trying to get the government to name that street somewhere near where he lived, Elijah mm-hmm. Bear Drive. Man, something got to be done, man.
Absolutely. 91, 22, 4, and 3. Phenomenal record.
91 and 22. Bruh, you know how much fights that is?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And he was, okay. O'Bear was a knockout artist. But I just want to say, I'm not representing nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to O'Bear's family. I spoke to his son 3 days ago. But I know what they are going through. Okay? He was the first world champion. The first world champion, man. The man took blows for this country.
Literally.
Okay, absolutely. Something has to be done.
Thank you.
And I want to thank God in radio. Listen to me, yo.
I want to thank this station for allowing me to come right here. Just walk right in. Okay? And that says something about Guardian Radio. That's respect.
Yes.
And I'm crying right now because I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Guardian Radio, thank you guys very much for allowing me to just walk right in. You know what I mean? It's still thriller time.
Yes, sir.
Still thriller time.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God, in radio.
You are welcome.
Yeah, right.
Thank
yeah,
you very
right.
much. Thank you Quincy for making Trilla your way here. And thank you for being the Bahamian that knows when you have something to say, you have to
say
it.
And I want to say, Aaron, I listen to your show every day. And it's very great. It is very great.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank
it's
you.
A pleasure meeting you. And we are about to be off.
Don't fist pump with him.
No.
Hey, break all your elbow. Don't fist pump with him.
No.
Shaky hand.
Absolutely. Bruno, Mr. Sawyer.
Yeah.
Thriller Miller.
Thrill a minute.
I want the country to know again that that name, I can't remember who gave it to me, but it was either Phil Smith or Steve McKinney gave me that name. I used to call myself Razzle Dazzle. But one day I was sitting at home watching television, and Phil Smith said, there's a new box on the scene, and he's a thrill a minute. I grabbed that, and I ran with it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Good
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing so much history with us this morning. I'm going to get your contact so we can invite you back and talk more about your career, about boxing as a whole in the country.
That'd be excellent. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, Mr. Sawyer, I'm so lucky for you that we didn't get to talk about...
talk about the Saudians. We can still have a quick word with them. Listen to me. I'm now going to nickname the Miami Dolphins the Miami Next Years and the Dallas Cowboys the Dallas Better Luck Next Times.
Okay. Better luck next times in Miami next year.
Miami next year. That's your motto. Next year, man.
I'm so proud of the Dolphins for making it that far, because if it was me, if I was a Dolphin, trust me, I was swimming through the icy water straight back to Miami.
But they celebrated scoring 70 points in week 3. Y'all were number 1 in the AFC in week 8.
This
is week 18. Y'all went to bed against the Bills, gone up there, and had to get your things in Kansas City.
Producer, save my heart.
Wet bed.
Take us to that break. Bruno,
It's all right now. Yeah.
I hope to see you next week, Bruno. That would have been the perfect song.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been
it. It is finished.
The battle is over. Thank you so much, Bahamas, for joining us this morning. Brayman, thank you for calling in. As always, thank you.
Yeah.
Sparky, thank you as well. I hear you say y'all ain't score 1 point, but that's okay. I bet y'all was handsome on that court. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. To the caller on the line, hold the line or call back in Newry's hour. I know it was an exciting conversation. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.